For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. You may have heard of Dr. John Getman. He's the gentleman who has tried repeatedly for decades to get the U.S. government to reschedule medical marijuana, to move it from Schedule 1, where it sits next to heroin and LSD, and having been proclaimed as having no medicinal value, to Schedule 2, where doctors could prescribe it. But Dr. John thinks we have even bigger fish to fry.
We have to provide protections for the patients. It's not about what's easy for us as activists or doctors or nurses or health professionals or citizens. We have difficult problems. They have to be addressed. You know, it's one thing to look at the legalized marijuana issue and figure that, well, okay, maybe this is going to take a generation to accomplish. But these patients don't have that time. By the way, the name of this organization sponsoring this conference is Patients Out of Time. They ran out of time a long time ago. But when the time runs out for these people, their lives are over. It's not a matter of finding little issues around the country that help us advance this in an incremental way. I suggest that we're well past that in this movement. There's a lot of us been doing this for a long, long time. As a group, we've made a lot of progress. And I think that we're in a position now, we have to go, what is the next stage? But we have to mature our movement because we have an ethical obligation to help patients. We need immediate protections from prosecution for all patients in all states and territories. We need to follow that with short-term, federally regulated access, and we need to follow that with long-term, federally regulated drug and analog development. I personally believe that these analog substances are really the best medicines that are going to come out of the discovery of the cannabinoids and the cannabinoid receptor system. They need time to develop these products. My God, the rescheduling process, geez. The first one took 22 years and got stopped in court. The second one was from 1995 to 2001. We managed to compress the time period. Still ran into a court block. And the current one we filed in 2001, and it'll probably be a 6 or 7 year affair. Now, you know, I'm with the whole thing of delayed gratification and, you know, thinking ahead to the future, but this may address the long-term problem rescheduling might, but it doesn't provide immediate protections for patients.
Please tune in to our 90-minute special on medical cannabis, which will be released on Friday, April 14th at drugtruth.net. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.